Hi there. The word for today is on Jabez. 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. This remarkable man Jabez prayed that God would bless him in three specific ways. Let's look at them. First, he prayed, enlarge my territory. He had a dream of owning more land, and he asked God to bless that dream. You know, when you stop dreaming, you lose direction. When you stop setting goals, you stop growing. You've got to have something you're pushing toward. As long as your horizon is expanding, you'll be spiritually and emotionally healthy. Second thing Jabez asked God for was that your hand would be with me. Now in Scripture, the right hand of power, or God's hand, represents power. Jabez realized that if he got more territory, it meant he was going to have more responsibility. Hence, he'd have greater demands and more pressure, and he would really need God's help in his life. So he did the smart thing. He requested God to be with him. And you know what? When you ask for God's presence in your life, you can be sure he'll answer. He'll be there for you. Third thing Jabez asked was this, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Jabez asked God for protection. Why? Because in those days, the more land you owned, the more influence you had, and the better known you were. And that made you a bigger target. And you know what? It's still like that today. The more successful you are, the more critics you're going to have. The more territory you own, the more your enemies will attack you. The closer you grow to the Lord, the stronger you become as a Christian. Well, the more the devil will harass you, because the truth is he doesn't want you to grow or succeed. But you can be sure, as Jabez was, that with God's protection, you don't have to fear anybody or anything. So, do you want to break out of mediocrity? Then pray the prayer that Jabez prayed. Okay? That's the word for you today.